Welcome to the Homebase Travel Agents Show. You are listening to show number 328 for January 27th, 2013. And I'm Barry Kant, your host for the Homebase Travel Agent Show, along with Lorraine Romero. And today we're going to talk about Spain. The music you're listening to is De La Dap. It's from the album De La Pagi. And you can find the Homebase Travel Agent Show on iTunes. Just do a search in the podcast section for Travel Agent, and you'll see the Homebase Travel Agent Show. Or you can find us on the Blueberry Network. That's B-L-U-B-R-R-Y. That's Blueberry without the E's, blueberry.com. Also, we're on the Travelcast Network and on Roku, so you can pick us up on the television through Roku. And that's through the Blueberry Channel. Well, the Homebase Travel Agent Show is your audio resource, your podcast resource for information about the travel trade. And as such, we're an affiliate member of the National Association of Career Travel Agents. And NACTA recognized us some time ago as a valuable resource for the travel trade community. And we became, at their invitation, an affiliate member. And I want to thank NACTA for that. Also, I want to thank you for listening to the Homebase Travel Agent Show. The loyal listeners, I know a lot of you have been around for a long time, and we really appreciate it. And if you're tuning in for the first time, welcome aboard, and I hope you enjoy the show. Well, once again, our co-hosted segment is about Spain, and we have some great information from a company that strictly and only works with travel agents to help you design a very memorable vacation for your clients who are interested in Spain. And this company is a great resource for you to learn all you can about Spain and in turn be a great resource for your clients. So that's coming up, and what I want to do, because it goes a little bit long, I want to get right into it. So with that, here we go. Welcome everybody to the Homebase Travel Agent Show co-hosted segment. I have Lorraine Romero here with me again today, and we are getting through the season here, and speaking of the season, we have a guest, and I'm sure those of you that are suffering the winter season would be very interested in this topic, as well as other reasons. So what I want to do is let Lorraine go ahead and introduce our guest for today, and with that, I'll turn it over to the dear Lorraine Romero.
Hi, Barry. Thank you very much. I had the pleasure to meet this woman back in December at a special luncheon that I was invited to as a travel agent. I'd never heard of her company before, but she was very passionate about what she does for a living, so much that I walked up to her after her presentation. I asked her if she would be a guest on her show. Her name is Vivian Schell. She is the CEO of Exclusively Spain US, and she did a wonderful, wonderful presentation on Spain and what her company has to offer travel agents and how to work with clients. So I would like to hand the virtual mic over to Vivian, welcome her, and please let us know what Exclusively Spain is all about.
Well, thank you, Lorraine, and thanks, Barry, for having me over and as a guest, you know, to your radio show. Okay, I'm the owner of Exclusively Spain.us, and we are a tour company that specializes, as the title says, exclusively in selling and promoting Spain to the American, you know, travel industry. We started our company back in the early 90s, but the reason why you haven't heard from us is because we don't promote to the consumer. We only promote to the travel industry, and it's been really, our business has been built by the loyalty that we have established in our network with travel agents, because we don't sell to our customer, is the travel agent, not the client directly. So this is one of the reasons why we don't promote too much out there, because we're not approaching the customer, you know, directly, just exclusively the travel agent. We decided to specialize in Spain, first of all, because I grew up there, and that to me is my second home. And you can consider us as a Spanish company based in the USA. So I am here to work with travel agents, to train them in becoming specialists in the process on selling Spain and how to make money selling Spain, because this is all we sell and we've been very successful at it. The other thing too is our offices, our main office is actually in Spain. So the travel agent, whenever they deal with us and their clients, they're able to get, you know, specialized information, and they will deal at the other end with people from Spain that live there and know the country very well. So we have a very good professional team based in Spain. One of our specialties is upscale travel. We've been doing a lot of upscale travel in the last few years, and actually we've been labeled as a luxury company by many travel agents. But of course, anybody who wants to go to Spain is more than welcome to contact me, and we will help them in any way, you know, for their clients to be able to travel there. Now, one of the reasons too why a lot of the travel agency industry likes working with us is because we specialize in one destination, and we found this to be extremely a plus for our company, because ever since the internet came into place, you know, a lot of clients themselves, customers, like to directly go on the internet and look up for something. And at the beginning, I think it affected tremendously the travel industry and the travel agent. So by us being very specialized in one destination, and by, you know, travel agents knowing us for that, I think it's helped us tremendously to surpass the benefits and the obstacles, you know, of the internet. Okay, now the other reason why, you know, we are selling Spain is because the purpose of our company was to share with the travel agent Spanish off the beaten path. So in addition to the popular destinations in Spain like Barcelona, Madrid, Sevilla, Granada, we wanted to make sure that their clients, that they were able to offer their clients destinations that are so attractive and not always very well promoted, you know, within the travel industry. So places like the region of Extremadura, which we call the land of castles and conquistadores. Most of the Spanish conquistadores came from that area, and it's, you know, between Madrid and borderline with Portugal. And also, you know, places like La Rioja, which is, you know, the famous valley of wine, and it's been established since the 17th century. In places like Galicia, which we call the Celtic soul of Spain. So one of the things that we do, our marketing strategy every year, is to be able to focus in one region, introduce it, promote it through mailings, through seminars and presentations, so that people get to know a region that is a little bit off the beaten path, but that has wonderful things, you know, that to offer for their clients. So this has become extremely popular with us. And for instance, last year we focused on the region of Valencia and everything that it has to offer. And this year we have been really focusing on Galicia, which we call the Celtic soul of Spain. So another reason why I think that Spain has been very good for us and to promote and to sell and to live on, basically, is because we feel that it's got wonderful qualities as a destination. For instance, why I feel that it's very easy to sell, well, the Spanish-friendly and welcoming hospitality. Spaniards are very proud of their country, and they're also very knowledgeable. So you can go from a big city to a little town, and everybody will know the history and everything that is happening, as well as share gastronomy with you while you're traveling. The country offers an immense diversity. So if you look at the north, what we call the Green Spain, or you look at Central Castilla León, medieval Spain, or you look at the south, Andalusia, which is, you know, very influenced by the Moorish and the Jewish culture, you are going to find different, it's like going to three different countries within Spain. Not to mention when you go to the Balearic Islands, like Ibiza and Palma de Mallorca, or the Canary Islands. So Spain is, you know, reinvents itself every year. Every single month of the year in Spain, in the calendar, you have a different festival, a different festivity, something happening that appeals to people visiting. So no matter what the taste of the travel agent's client is, there is something that will appeal to them within Spain. Also, it's a country that is very, very steeped in rich history and culture. So no matter where you go, you're going to find wonderful monasteries, great castles, great ruins. And let's keep in mind one thing, that Spain is, you know, got wonderful Roman history. It was occupied by the Romans for 200 years. And no matter where you go, you're going to find a lot of that legacy as well. Then, like I mentioned before, each region offers something different for the visitor. So whether you want to go to sunny southern Spain or to the east coast, Valencia, they have 300 days a year that are very sunny and excellent weather for, beaches and for golf, and appeal to the American traveler. And that's one of the things that we've done a lot in the trade shows, is many people go in the winter time here and they sail the Caribbean. But we want to give them a little alternative to that. So we've proposed to a lot of the travel agents that this year take a break from going to the Caribbean, even though it's fabulous, and send them to Valencia or to southern Spain, where it's also sunny and it's so steeped in culture. We have tons of varieties of events, fairs, and special celebrations that take, place all throughout the year. And I still find Spain excellent value for your money, even with the euro exchange, which is now about 33 to 34 cents, $1.34, to each euro, you still get great value for your money. So whether you're traveling in an economical way or you want to do very upscale, you're going to get, I find it to be a lot less expensive than Italy and France. So, and the other thing too that you will encounter throughout Spain and that we're very proud of is a lot of professionalism in the tourist industry, because they, in Spain, to be a travel agent or to be in the tourist industry, you have to have a college degree, a university. So you usually take about 4 years, to study tourism, and then you are asked to do an internship. So by the time somebody is running a travel agency, a tour company, or is in the hospitality business, they've already put in 4 to 6 years of experience and of learning. And I think that gives it a wonderful, backup and benefit for the people that are received at the other, end. One of the things, too, that we've been doing in the last couple of years that has been very, very, profitable for us and for our travel agents is we really decided to expand in our gastronomy programs. And the reason for that is because first of all, Spain's gastronomy is extremely wonderful, rich, full of variety. Their olive oil is, they have over 267 varieties of olives and olive oil. A lot of it is exported not only to Europe and to the rest of Spain. It comes from the south of Spain, but it's also imported 30% about to Italy. So a lot of the olive oil that we receive here is actually in Italian containers, is actually also a Spanish oil. But it's been wonderful to be able to combine the diverse gastronomy all throughout Spain and combine it with culture and other types of interest for our clients. And that has really taken off. So we have created a program called Dine Your Way Through Spain, where initially with the regions of Galicia, the northern part of Spain, the Basque Country, and La Rioja, and also, Catalonia, Valencia, and Andalusia, where they can travel, have a wonderful experience, but also at the same time, really come back very knowledgeable on the gastronomy, the wine, and the agriculture of Spain. So that's going to be extremely popular, and our business has actually increased by 35% as a result. And the idea was, taken basically of all the wonderful culinary tours that, that are done, with Italy. So I thought, why not do something similar, but do it, with Spain, where people get to travel, and also they get to learn how to cook some of the specialty dishes and meet some of the uprising and wonderful chefs that are now, you know, being recognized in the international world of cuisine and gastronomy. And, you know, one thing that is very important that we get asked a lot is that, you know, do we, are our tours, what, in other words, what sets us apart from another tour company? Well, for one thing, I think we're might be the only tour company in the United States that only sells Spain. And the other, everything we do is FIT. So when you look at our website has been, you know, put together to sort of be a guideline for the travel agent and their, you know, customer. Nothing is set in stone. Everything is FIT, be it, you know, to do. So you can look at, let's say, dine your way through Spain and say, well, I like this program here that you're proposing. You can do it that way. But we would like to also add or go someplace else. Everything can be catered to the, you know, personal taste and interest of the clients. The same from groups. We do not have set dates for tours to Spain. We do this all year round. So everything really is FIT. Now, two additional divisions that we started back in the early 90s and that have been very popular with us, and we've loved working. One of them is the Gay and Lesbian Market. We started Dasi Tours. That was the original name of exclusively for the gay and lesbian traveler. We've dealt a lot with a very high upscale gay and lesbian traveler, and we started sending people in honeymoons back in the early 90s, all the way into 2004. So, and also we organized with IGLTA the first international travel convention to Barcelona in 2004. It's one of the reasons I think Barcelona has become such a hot spot and a favorite destination, you know, for the gay community. So this was wonderful, and we still work with, we have a very large following of travel agents because we do a lot of pre and post excursions for people taking, you know, gay cruises out of Barcelona through the Mediterranean. And also, we back in the early 90s, we started our division, Tudela Tours, in honor of the historian, the Jewish historian, Benjamin of Tudela. And so that's one of our specialties, Jewish Spain. So we work there also very much so with different Jewish travel agents, organizations, and with the community throughout the USA. Now we're incorporating Tudela, and now the program is called Spain Through Jewish Eyes in our website. And also Dasi Tours is going to be now called exclusively gayspain.us, and we'll have the new website up and running at the end of March. But I have to tell you that it's been really exciting working with the American travel industry. And like I said, one of our main purposes has been to really educate the travel industry in all the wonderful benefits of selling Spain and all the exciting things that their clients can do when they go there. So we've got different programs that they will be able to visit in our website at www.exclusivelyspain.us. If anybody should want to call us and contact us from your audience, they can also call us at 1-877-276-6636, or they can write to us at info@exclusivelyspain.us or reservations@exclusivelyspain.us. And another thing that I like to point out, I think maybe there are wonderful companies out there, tour companies, very established, that also sell Spain very well. But I think that one of the differences and benefits that we offer is that we're all Spaniards in this company. So this is one of the things that, you know, even though I wasn't born in Spain, I was raised there, and I consider it as part of being my, you know, my second country. So we can really guide the travel agent, I think, on the best way to, you know, have their clients travel throughout Spain and to give them tons, you know, of tips. As a matter of fact, our packages, when we send them out, are very complete. They don't get vouchers. They basically get letters of introduction to wherever they're going. And lots of tips, like a little mini dictionary from English to Spanish. Also, what to do, where to shop, apart from the meals that we organize, where they can go and eat. And sort of like how to become a Spaniard while you're visiting Spain and making the best of it. So you really enjoy it and you become one of, you know, the people. So, Laureen, do you have any questions? I mean,
I'm absolutely floored by your presentation. I have to tell you, you're so professional and you have a keen ability to be able to narrow and focus everything down. One of the things I very much respect about your company is the fact that you are not only exclusively Spain, you work directly with travel agents. And that really brought my attention to you when you talked about that at the luncheon, about that's who you work with. We can send our clients to you, but the fact that you still say, yes, and I'll work with your travel agent. Glad you like our ideas. And I just really wanted to express that appreciation to your ability to do that.
Well, you know, when they started, when all the deregulations, started to come in effect, you know, in the 90s and even the late 80s, and I used to work for, I was director of marketing and sales for many big international carriers, and I know everything was cut down. We thought that the best way to build a good loyalty network within the USA was to be able to, you know, provide the travel agent the exclusivity. Some of our travel agents, actually most of them, right now they feel so comfortable working with us that if they have a problem or there's a question that they want to relay that their client has that they can't answer, they feel very comfortable in sending the client to call us and talk to me. In particular, we'll give them the information and then we'll say, now contact again your travel agent who's aware of this, and this is so they can share everything that we've given them. So many times what we do, and the purpose for that, Lorraine and Barry, is to be able to help them close the sale. Because we know Spain, and sometimes they want to go a little bit off the beaten path, and the travel agent hasn't been there, is not familiar, it's a little bit hard to, you know, share the information. So we try to provide as much information as possible to the travel agent, but if there's any doubt, or the client is, you know, demanding on more information, they're more than welcome to call us, because the client is not going to be able to book anything through us. We will refer them back to the travel agent. And the other thing, too, that we've been building over the last few years is a network of travel agents' representatives. These are travel agents that have been selling us now constantly, that will only do Spain through us. They become sort of indirectly part of our team. We will go to their agencies, train them, and train their team members so that they can really promote and sell Spain. We will provide them with newsletters, with material, with business cards, and of course they will make a little higher commission than what we provide to the travel agent, which starts between 12% and 15%. But they make a little bit higher because they're specializing and they're part of our network. So I think this has also built a lot of loyalty, you know, within the travel industry and ourselves.
I know that Spain has a lot of festivals and celebration. What would you say would be the three best, from your opinion, of course, and I know you can't have any favorite children, but what would you say would be the three top festivals that agents might consider sending their clients to?
Okay, well, one of them that is very popular is, which is coming up now between, I think it's April, right? Because it changes a little bit. The festivals are not set in stone. Sometimes they vary about a week or a few days. But the Fair of Sevilla, to me, I think is very important because a lot of, not only do you get, you know, every, not only does the gastronomy get displayed all throughout the Sevilla International Fair, but if you really want to learn about the flamenco, the authentic Spanish flamenco, there are lots of groups of dancers get together every day and they will dance the different variations of flamenco. So it's a wonderful place to visit, and you go from pavilion to pavilion, except for a few that are very exclusive, you know, to a certain, you know, type of suppliers or what have you. You can really spend 3-4 days visiting the fair, learning how they race their Arabian horses, watching the different dances, tasting the different food at the same time that you're getting to know Sevilla. So that one is, you know, that one is very important. The other one related to gastronomy, there's gastronomy events, a lot of them in the month of autumn. So right after the harvest season, there's a lot of gastronomy events all throughout Spain, especially in the north, but of course also in the south. So you'll find a lot of them, you know, happening between the month of September all the way to December. In every year in December, in the southern province of Jaén, which is right next to Granada, it's probably about 45 minutes north of Granada or less, they do the olive, you know, olive oil festival. And every other year during the month of January, the members of the royal family come and they will cut the ribbon and open officially in January, which will be happening very soon this month, you know, the official festival of olive oil. But it does also happen a little bit earlier in the city of Jaén and different cities between Granada, Córdoba, and Sevilla, and that happens around the month of December. The other one that is very important is in Valencia, Las Fallas. And Las Fallas takes place, I think, I'm trying to think exactly the month. You know, that one, I think it's in the month of March also. I have to verify that. And it's very important, and it's a tradition that goes back to basically the Roman times, and it's where they build these incredible, gigantic, beautiful, beautiful sculptures. And then at the end of the procession, it takes place for several days, and by the beach at the end of the procession, they will light them up in fire. So there's wonderful fireworks, and also Valencia, which I think is an exciting destination. We call it the first city of the new millennium due to the fact that they have an incredible futuristic site next to the historic part of the city, built by Santiago de Calatrava, very famous now architect, well known also in the USA. Well, they hold these, they do Las Fallas very close to that, a modern city. So it's a wonderful, it's a very important festival, and it's wonderful to, you know, to participate and, you know, and attend it if you can, you know, once a year. I would have to check again the month because sometimes it changes, but I think it's around the month of March or April that they hold it. So I would think those festivals are pretty big. They're very well known internationally. Okay? There's many more, but those I would have to, you know, mention. And of course, all the regions offer gastronomy festivals. I mean, they do this every, practically every month, with the highlight being during the autumn, you know, at, you know, especially in the northern part of Spain, which is what we call Green Spain, and as I mentioned before, La Rioja, which is, you know, the equivalent here will be Sonoma, Napa Valley, except that's, you know, larger, and it was started, you know, much earlier. So, in fact, even getting back to the times of Winston Churchill, he used to order his wines from there, and the Romans and the monks established a lot of, you know, the producing of the wines in all throughout Spain. There's another festival that I should mention that was very, it's been very popular with our clients, and that is in the region that I mentioned, Extremadura, and it's in the city of Mérida. Mérida was part of, you know, Spain was broken up in two Roman areas, one called Mauritania and one Lusitania. And Lusitania, which also encompassed part of Portugal, was, you know, the city of Mérida was one very important city in the Roman occupation, and they host every August, the whole month of August, they host the Roman Festival. They have an incredible, incredible museum of Roman history. They have temples all throughout the city and a wonderful amphitheater where you can actually watch Greek plays, international theater plays, opera, and music concerts, and everybody in the town dresses as a Roman, traces back their heritage all back to back to the Roman times, and it's a wonderful celebration to go, and that takes place during the month of August. So they're celebrating the Roman heritage. And of course, you know, all throughout Spain, you know, the Jewish legacy is extremely important. And thanks to the wonderful efforts of the present king, Juan Carlos de Borbón, he has invited, you know, the Jewish communities to come. The Simon Wiesenthal Institute's members have been there to meet with him. And there's a revival of all the Jewish legacy and the Spanish Jews that are there and their, you know, their ancestors. And a lot of Spanish are looking and starting to dig out their Jewish roots now that they found out that they have Jewish legacy. So that's a very, very important part of the history of Spain. So that's, those are right at the top of my head are the festivals that I can think that, you know, are very well known and, you know, are very popular. When you go to our website, if you look under regional highlights, we put together some movable presentations, and you will see, you will be able to click on a map that says, you know, Extremadura, the land of Casos and Conquistadores, and there you'll be able to see two different presentations, but one of them I know is a video, you know, not a video, but like a movable presentation that we would put together with our art director to feature and show that region of Spain and the festival in August of, you know, the Roman festival. So that a lot of people like to visit that. So we've got different, you know, sections in that map where you can see things in a visual way, some of the hotels that we use. And one thing is very important, we also do a lot of meetings and conventions for small and larger companies in Spain. So we have we've selected, even though they choose a lot of cities in Spain, we have selected Valencia because of that position where they have this incredible futuristic city, and they also have this incredible historic quarter that dates back to the Roman times and the Phoenicians, and a lot of people, they're really built around to cater to the convention and meeting world. So we have a lot of international conventions there. So we've been sending a lot of people to hold, you know, seminars, conventions, retreat getaways for different companies. And they really, you know, they really enjoy it. And we also have another division, which is Golf Club España, because Southern Spain is really the main destination, even though Valencia is following in its footsteps, but Southern Spain is excellent for golf all year round. As a matter of fact, all the Europeans during the winter time head on down to the area of Soto Grande, where the top, La Costa del Sol, Soto Grande, all the way up the west coast, up until, you know, Sevilla and Huelva, where they have, oh, I would say approximately, you know, like 600 excellent golf courses. And out of those, we visited most of them. We selected about, you know, 30 courses that would really appeal to the American golf pro and the aficionado to go there. So that's a very popular destination, and we work with different, the top courses in all of Southern Spain. Also Almeria, which to me reminds me a little bit, that's in the east coast and very close to Valencia, and it reminds me a lot of Greece. When you go to some of the areas of the region of Almeria, to me looks a lot like Greece. So that's another area excellent for golf. But the number one golf course that's very internationally known and sought after is Valderrama. So we try to mix all of our golf products, okay, with them ending and going to play in Valderrama, where they held the Ryder's Cup. And it's a very popular destination, Southern Spain, for the golf pro. So that's another product that we've been promoting, and it's been very helpful because we can do gastronomy and golf. We can combine culture and golf. And there's beautiful places to stay along all the southern parts of Spain and play a good, you know, 18 holes and round of golf. So that's another product that we, you know, promote heavily with a lot of our clients.
One of the things that I especially like about your website is the fact that everything that you're talking about is very clear and pronounced on your website. You're doing a great job of promoting yourself and what services you have to provide. Barry, do you have any questions for Vivian?
No, I think that was a very thorough job of explaining the service and the product, and excellent.
Well, thank you, Barry.
The festival that you are referring to in Valencia, one of the things that when Gail and I were in Spain, we were fortunate enough to be there for a little while and loved it. The art museums that you have, like you were just saying about the new millennium, the architecture that has come is amazing. I show pictures of it to people and they're like, really? That's in Spain? And so really, as a country, you've really morphed yourselves and with passion and with culture and with future all meshed together. And I am so thankful that you came on to our show. Thank you again. And I would encourage our listeners to contact you and start sending your clients to Spain. Vivian, again, what would be a good way for our listeners to find your website and to contact you?
Okay, well, our website, again, it's www.exclusivelyspain.us. They can also call us at 1-877-276-6636. And next week, though, we're invited by the tourism government. We go every year to the large travel convention. So we will be in Spain in our main office. Next week, they can email us at info@exclusivelyspain.us. And I will be back on February the 6th, back in the office. So we usually like to do site inspections, and we go and meet with a lot of, people that work with us and our partners and are part of our team. And this is a great convention to attend, so we don't like to miss it. It always takes place at the end of January. So we will be leaving on Monday, and we will be back on the 6th of February. And in the meantime, absolutely feel free to email or leave a message in our phone. And you can email info@exclusivelyspain.us.
Thank you once again. Appreciate having you on the call. I can't wait to hear all about how your visit went. Love Spain. My family is from there. And unfortunately, I don't know where from Spain. But you know what? I will have to follow up and maybe travel all over Spain to be able to see if we can find the Romeros.
Well, Romero, I have a feeling from your last name, it's going to be from southern Spain. I have a feeling Romero is from Andalusia. I'm going to check that up when I get there too, and I will send you an email and let you know where we think that your family comes from.
That would be wonderful. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, Maureen. Well,
Yes, absolutely. Barry, if our listeners want to reach you, what is a good way to contact you?
Well, they can contact me at Barry, Barry, @hometravelagent.net, and like us at the Home Based Travel Agent Show on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS, and that's the initials for the Home Based Travel Agent Show. And Laureen, how about you?
I can always be reached at sharptongued@mac.com, and that is spelled sharptongued @mac.com. My personal website is Laureen R for Facebook, excuse me. That's Laureen R. And I also now have a Facebook page for Sharp Tongued. So I am always happy to have more people like me because, you know, that's how we do business. And really, I have created more on my Facebook Sharp Tongued site, and it's growing and growing, and business keeps coming. And that's what this is all about. Thank you again, Vivian, for being on our podcast. We hope to have you again sometime in the future.
Thank you, Laureen. I want you just to say that we work with a lot of home-based agents or members of the OSSN, organization. So it's lovely. We've had wonderful, wonderful relationships with your travel agents. Okay?
Yes, thank you, Vivian.
You're very welcome. Have a nice evening.
All right, everybody, hold the phone. Thought the interview was over, but Vivian called back, and she was really interested in giving credit for some people that she's worked with. She really wanted to give them credit, and I want her to give them credit, and so does Laureen. So we came back here and came back on, and putting this segment at the end so that we can give people credit where credit is due. And Vivian, go ahead.
One of the things that I would like to mention is that throughout since we started, you know, our company, we have had some wonderful support in everything that we want to introduce to the travel industry and events and seminars from the Tourist Office of Spain here in Los Angeles. There's two people in particular that we cooperate constantly with and that were very wonderful, and they sponsored the luncheon in Sausalito, as well as a couple of breakfasts and also events here in Beverly Hills, and they've done this with us every year. And that is Javier Piñanes, who's the director of the Los Angeles Tourist Office of Spain. He worked with us before when he was based in New York, and he's always been there to support us in all our efforts to promote Spain, and also Rocío Monforte, who's the head of tours and trade and travel also in the Los Angeles Office of Spain. So I would like to just share with everyone that if you also want information on Spain, they're always there available for you. And you can reach them at 323-658-7193. So we can't thank them enough for the wonderful support and cooperation and collaboration that we have done together over the last, 16 to 17 years.
And thank you for mentioning that, because it really was one of the most professionally done presentations that I have been to in a long time. It was very well presented, put together. I believe that all the agents that were there received an immense amount of information as well as for presentation. Yes, thank you again for making sure to give them a shout out. It definitely is well deserved.
You're welcome. And thank you for having me again.
Thanks once again, Vivian. Okay, thank you, Vivian and Laureen. And we hope to have Vivian back at some point in the future. She's off heading to Spain here in a short period of time. And we wish her best on her travels there. And I wish you the best in your travels. And whenever you travel, I hope you stay safe. And I'm going to wish everyone a farewell at this point, and we'll see you next month. And until then, stay safe, stay healthy, and take care, everybody. Bye-bye now.